7QJD, yeah, thanks for the contact also, and all the best. 73C7QJD, going clear of the channel.
Seven threes in front, you have a good day. Zero, India Puppy Uniform. Yeah, nice to make your acquaintance, my friend. Name's Peter, located about 30 miles due north of London. Place called Hount Regis, which is in Bedfordshire, the county of Bedfordshire. Nice to make your acquaintance. Back to you. My apologies, just giving you the location. About 30 miles due north of London, a place called Houghton Regis, Bedfordshire, the county of Bedfordshire. I do apologise. I'm seem to be having a bit of problems. I'm not going on. It's all extremely quiet too. And I'm kind of wondering if it's my end, to be honest. Back to you. Zero, India Puppy Uniform, no problem. I'll be monitoring. So give us a try again, because I've got the volume up about 85%. So give it another try. Zero, India Puppy Uniform, testing, 1, 2, 3, how's that coming through? I have to say, I'm still having to have the volume up to about 80% to hear you, so again, I'm wondering if it's my end, because you're the second operator to come in, and it's very low, so I'm wondering if it's my end.
Words from you, then you're right there.
What I got on your call sign was Victor, and then nothing, India, Papa Union. I missed just the, I think, two letters, numbers on your call sign. I'm almost there.
Okay, my apologies. Let me try again. Maybe that was my fault for being a little bit too quick. But the call sign is 2 Echo 0 India Papa Uniform. That's 2 Echo 0 India Papa Uniform.
Victor Echo 7 November Zulu.
Yeah, go ahead, break station.
Yeah, hi Peter, name here is Adrian, and in Vancouver. Up, just dropping in quickly, just to say RGT and the station on DMR were both low audio, even though one's coming in on DMR, one's coming in Echolink, but I think it's just bad luck twice in a row that their audio is low. If I sound normal to you, then probably all is well. I don't think it's on your end, I think it's just coincidence, but a little bit of low audio from both stations. Go ahead.
Starting to make me wonder a little bit. You're coming through, you're booming through. So it's kind of, it's made me stop scratching my head a little bit. I'm kind of starting to think to look at the settings. So yeah, I appreciate the input there. I take it you're coming in through the old star system because you're booming through.
Yeah, we're on the Canada Hub coming in different ways. Yeah, it's funny, you know, sometimes Echolink settings can do that, and DMR settings can do that, and, you know, back in the day, we used to, back in the 1990s when I started doing this, you know, it was so common that audio was all over the map. We're so used to everybody sounding perfect now, we almost get almost critical somebody, sometimes when somebody comes in on RF and they have static or they have low audio or whatever, you know. Kind of funny because that's how it used to be all the time. But anyway, I'll pass it back to Rick and I'll just keep monitoring, but I just want to let you know it's not you, it's the other guys at this time. Anyway, Rick, see how you're making out there with the settings, B9RGT, RGT, sorry, B7NZ, and I'll just monitor to let you guys carry on.
Here, go ahead, other station.
Yeah, Adrian, BE7, November Zulu. Good to hear you again, Adrian. Yeah, you're coming in here wall to wall, and Peter is also coming in here nice and clear. I can reach you. Can you both talk? But no, could we just in through the channel? I'm coming through Echolink, like I always do the last 3 years, and haven't had any issue with that. But yeah, I'm hearing everybody just fine. And anyway, Peter back.
Node 5 1 2 5 3 7 timeout.
I'll jump in ahead, Peter. Okay, yeah, Rick. No, you're quiet. There's something, and normally you sound louder, so I don't know what's happened. There's something in your TX audio level that's different. Now, if you're using a phone app, make sure you've shut down any other applications that are running. Sometimes I've found if you're running, like, I don't know, YouTube or something like that in the background, or especially something using a mic, it can attenuate the audio. Certainly on receive, that happens. If you're using a laptop, maybe a similar suggestion. Don't know. I don't know what client you're using. There might be some mic gain option, but you could definitely crank it up a bit. Go ahead, Rick.
One Echo Papa Portable, chiming in.
Go ahead, Neil. Chime away. Your turn.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. We'll say hi to Rick there in VE9 land, and we'll say hi to Peter. Rick, not to be critical, but you're coming in S5 on my scale here, and Adrian is S7, and Peter is S7. So, yeah, I think there's an audio challenge there. But I have a question for you, Adrian, if you've got a moment. Over.
For you, Neil, I have 2 moments. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a package coming from Whiskey 8 Echo Lima Zero. With what happened overnight in the U.S., am I going to get hit with tariffs as they come across the border, or is it even going to make it across the border? Over.
Probably not in any event, but either way, nothing's going to happen for another... until I think they said the Tuesday after Labor Day. But I had the same thought, actually, because I got some stuff I was planning to buy that's electronics, but they haven't announced, the Canadian government hasn't announced what items are going to be tariffed, and that news should come out in the coming days, but they said it won't take place until the Tuesday after September, or after Labor Day. So anyway, long story short, you're probably fine on multiple fronts. So far in all of this, the ham radio stuff has been unaffected.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. Yeah, okay, well, keep it. Thank you for that update. I'm having a lot of fun there with the kite and the balloon, so we'll chat there later. Back to you there, Rick. D9RGT, if you want Echo Papa in the group, take it away there, Rick. Over.
Hey Rick, all good. Yep, you'll figure it out. Maybe reboot, restart, etc. The 2 Echo Station, I'm curious. Sorry, give me a call sign again. I grew up not far from where you are, I believe. Go ahead, the 2 Echo Station again. Peter, I think it's a call sign. VE7 November Zulu.
Yeah, the call sign is 2 Echo 0 India Papa Uniform. That's 2 Echo 0 India Papa Uniform. I'm literally about 30 miles due north as the crow flies from London. If you were to look at a map, there's a motorway, a freeway that goes directly due north, and I'm just off of there. About 30 miles. The place is called Houghton Regis, which is just basically a large housing estate, or multiple housing estates. But the major town over to the right-hand side is Luton. Back to you.
Luton, yes. Stacey Dooley, that's what I always think of. let's see. I grew up in Hertfordshire. In Wormley, just outside of Broxbourne, so probably about 20 kilometers from you, so a little bit further, near Hoddesdon, Chesham, that area, so yes, but so a little further away, but not that far. Certainly a lot closer than I am from you now. I left England when I was 9, though, so a long, long time ago.
To Echo Zero, India Papa Uniform. Yeah, I must admit, with the accent, I wouldn't have given you English. But that's not far from me. I would have said that's probably about 20 miles. I was just thinking about the question on the tariff. I really wish people would just get on. What's wrong with a little bit of free trade, eh? Just, you know, if you've got some goods to sell, just sell them. It doesn't matter who you sell them to. And then just, you know, business is business. It gets getting all these tariffs, it's getting all a little bit messy, isn't it? I just sometimes shake my head at things that are going on around the world, and it's just like, we just want to trade with each other. What's wrong? If you've got some goods to sell, and you know, and I'm willing to pay your price, just, I don't know. Anyway, back to you.